This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
What would you say Porto's primary strength is, Lee?
Home form and goals at home.
Attacking prowess, I think. Just and like you said, especially at home.
But to be fair, the defensive record domestically and in the Champions League this season has been brilliant as well. You look at their recent results. You have to go back to the 14th of December to find their last home defeat, and that was to Benfica. Incidentally, they've lost to Benfica and Sporting this season at home. The two best teams, apart from them, in the division. But yeah, if you go back from that last defeat, they've won a total of 10 on the trot, and they've conceded 2 goals.
They have, but you mentioned they've lost to Benfica and Sporting Lisbon as their 2 defeats. You can look at that both ways. They're 2 of the top sides in Portugal, or they can't get results against 2 of the top sides in Portugal, and they're coming up against the best side in Europe here.
That's exactly what I was about to come on to. You're right. I think they're a good side, but I don't think they're a top side. And I don't think they'll keep Bayern Munich out either. In Bayern Munich's away form has been brilliant recently. They've just got through a tricky away cup match against Bayer Leverkusen in the last away match. That was on penalties, but they beat Borussia Dortmund, beat Werder Bremen, beat Hannover, Paderborn. You know, they're scoring goals for fun ever since they drew 0-0 in Shakhtar, which was a bit of a blip, I suppose. You know, you looked at that game and they could have won it. It was behind closed doors. It was a really feisty game. Shakhtar would. It was like an old-fashioned game. But Porto, you know, I just think that as well as struggling there, that they, I think they always struggle. Obviously, they've had the past successes, but I think they struggle when they against this type of opposition in the Champions League as well. They've done nothing wrong this time, though. I mean, scored 21 goals, conceding 5. Now, 14 of those 21 did come against Basel and Bate Borisov. And I'm not sure that I'm not sure they can keep him out. I do think they'll score, though. I think they can score against Bayern Munich.
We've not talked about injuries as well here, because I mentioned Christian Tello might be out for Porto. Bayern Munich, even though they've got incredible squad depth, they're missing 3 really key personnel on Wednesday night. Bastian Schweinsteiger, Franck Ribéry, both going to be out for this match. Arjen Robben out for at least another month as well. Though, I mean, no side in the history of world football can cope adequately without 3 players of that calibre, really. Yeah. So that's got to be taken into consideration here.
True. I was reading an article about that, the fact that Lewandowski's kind of almost taken it as a bit of a... the fact that, oh, great, you know, I can get back in on this. And I think he's eyeing up the... top goal scorer berth in the Bundesliga. He scored 2 in the weekend against Eintracht Frankfurt in a 3-0 win. And the man you mentioned, Thomas Müller, whenever he's in a team, he just looks like he's like Frank Lampard plus, isn't he? You know, Frank Lampard always seemed to pop up and score. You know, and I always think Müller's like that. I think they'll beat Porto here. I think Porto will be too open for Bayern Munich. I think the way they play, they'll look at getting goals. I mean, realistically, Porto can't be thinking, right, we're going to go away and get a big result in Munich. They can't be. I mean, you know, they haven't had many good results full stop, you know, in recent years away from home. So they have to win the game at home, in my opinion. Mm. And that means they have to score goals. And I think that'll suit Bayern. I think Bayern will just be able to sit in if they want to and then, you know, hit on the break. And whoever plays up front for them, I think they've got such quality that they will at least score. You know, I think they can get 2 goals here. In fact, I was looking at just comparing this game to a previous game. Bayern Munich at 5-6 to beat Porto, compared to Barcelona at 17-20 to beat PSG. Mm. I'd much rather be on Bayern Munich at the price.
Fair comment.
And I think I'm going to go for Bayern Munich to win and both teams to score as well at 3-1.
Okay. I like it.
Don't need to win the game. That's an obvious thing. You don't need to win the game, Bayern Munich. But I think, you know, the division, the home stuff's done and dusted.
They're not invincible, are they, this Bayern Munich team? When we were talking about them in the Champions League a couple of seasons ago, they looked invincible, didn't they? They really did. But this season, they've lost to 2 of their main protagonists in the German Bundesliga, lost to Wolfsburg and lost to Borussia Mönchengladbach. Yep. Maybe not as formidable as they once were, Bayern Munich, but Porto, not in the same league, really.
No, I don't think so. I think if you compare the Bundesliga to the Primeira Liga in Portugal, I think the Bundesliga is better. Well, deeper anyway. It's got, you know, there's a deeper quality there. So yeah, I'm going to go for. I think Bayern Munich can win this. Wouldn't be surprised if Müller gets on the score sheet. He's on penalties, of course. He's been in, you know, scoring form recently. So I'm going to trust that Bayern Munich are going to get on it here. Obviously, the manager knows all about this stage of the Champions League, and notwithstanding the fact that they don't need to win the game, I'm going to trust that they do and go for Bayern Munich to win, and both teams to score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.